ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣನಾಮಚರಿತಾದಿಸಿತಾಪ್ಯವಿದ್ಯ ಪಿತ್ತೋಪತಪ್ತರಸನಸ್ಯ ನರೋಚಿಕಾನು ಕಿಂತ್ವಾದರಾತ್ ಅನುದಿನಂ ಖಲು ಸೈವ ಜುಷ್ಟ ಸ್ವಾದ್ವಿಕ್ರಮಾತ್ ಭವತಿ ತದ್ಗತ ಮೂಲಹಂತ್ರಿ. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಉಪದೇಶಾಮೃತ, ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂಸ್ ಟಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಟಿಂಜ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ yellow fever or jaundice, such a person will not be able to appreciate the sweetness of sugar candy. Rather, he will consider it bitter due to his own disease, not due to any disqualification of the sugar candy. But before, so this verse is said about a sadhaka who is struggling to chant the holy name with taste. So the holy name appears very bitter and painful for a sadhaka, but eventually as he keeps chanting the holy name, it will get sweeter and sweeter as the disease of the jaundice goes away. Now how will the disease of jaundice go away? For that, three solutions are given in Upadeshamrita. You will see in the first three verses the do's and don'ts are given, you know, like controlling the urge to speak and mind's demands and actions of anger and the urges of the tongue, belly and genitals. And also the second verse also speaks those which are unfavorable elements in the path of devotional service which have to be avoided. The third verse talks about the favorable elements. Actually, these unfavorable elements, it's not that it's optional, we may or we may not avoid. Somebody may think, oh, very good idea, I understood. No. The unfavorable elements have to be avoided at any cost, no matter how pleasurable they may be. The favorable elements have to be accepted, no matter how painful they may be. So, when a devotee takes these three verses very seriously, these three verses talk yama and niyama. Like in Ashtanga Yoga also you will find, beginning with ahimsa, satya, asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha, yamaha, ಶೌಚ ಸಂತೋಷ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಜಪ ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನಿ ನಿಯಮಃ. ರೈಟ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಪಾತ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಸ್ ದ ಡೂಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ಸ್. ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಜ್ಞಾನೀಸ್, ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಭಾಗವತ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ತಪಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯೇಣ ಶಮೇನ ಚ ದಮೇನ ಚ ತ್ಯಾಗೇನ ಸತ್ಯ ಶೌಚಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಯಮೇನ ನಿಯಮೇನ ವಾ ದೇಹವಾಗ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಜಂಧೀರ ಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಾ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾನ್ವಿತಃ ಕ್ಷಿಪಂತಿ ಅಘಂ ಮಹದಪಿ ವೇಣುಗುಲ್ ಇವಾನಲಹ. ಸೊ ದ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿಮರ್ಶನಂ, ಫಿಲಾಸಾಫಿಕಲ್ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಪ್ರಯರ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್. ತಪಸ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯೇಣ ಶಮೇನ ದಮೇನ, ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್, ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್, ಆಸ್ಟರಿಟೀಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ತ್ಯಾಗ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ರೆನನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್. ಸೊ ನೋ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಪಾತ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ವಾಕ್ಡ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್. Spiritual life is not a bed of roses. One has to initially do the hard work of following the rules and regulations as Rupa Goswami gives in the first three verses. And then subsequently he talks about the devotees dealing with different type of devotees. Krishneti asya giritam manasadriyata. You will see that how to associate with neophyte devotees, how to associate with advanced devotees, and how to associate with the pure devotees. And all these different dealings are explained. And also, Rupa Goswami Pada explains about the Priti Lakshanam and the loving relationship that one has to develop with the devotee. Without doing this, one's mind will always be disturbed. One's mind will be disturbed by interpersonal clashes, revengeful fantasies, mental offenses, and that will actually create a great impediment in the chanting of the holy name. Therefore he says that sakale samman korite shakati deho nata yata yata tabe togai bohari namasuke aparadha behata. That means not only we should follow the first three verses of do's and don'ts for purifying our mind, we also have to follow the proper relationship with the devotees of different levels. Dehonata yatha yatha. That means three levels, Kanishta Madhyam Uttama. And then one can with that Pritilakshanam, with devotees and purification of the senses and mind by following the do's and don'ts, then one can approach the verse, Shat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sadapya Vidya. And then the third aspect given is, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtana Anusmrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Trishtan Prajeta Danuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayeta Kilamitya Padesha Saram. Therefore, Upadeshamrit, in the book Upadeshamrit, Rupa Goswami places the Upadesha Saram in the middle of the book. Because after doing this first two homework, then one should do Tannama Rupa Charita Adi Sukirtanano. Glorify the name, form, qualities, pastimes and activities of the Lord. At that time you can do why? Your mind is peaceful. When you have done the first two homework, then we can do the third homework of glorifying the Lord's name, form, pastimes, qualities, activities peacefully, with full absorption, with a clean heart. And then this will be relishable. One will not fall asleep in hearing the glories of the Lord. Rather, one will delight in that. And by doing that, then one can go to the higher stages, which are explained beyond that, after that. Vaikuntha, Janito, Vara, Madhupuri. One can understand the different abodes of the Lord and different rasas that are exchanged with the Lord. In this way, the Yesham to Antagatam Papam is done in the first two steps. And Jananam Punya Karmanam is done in the third step. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananam. By doing this, one becomes Bhajante Mam Dhadavrata. One can become a very determined devotee, firmly situated devotee. In this way, the chanting of the holy name, which is like sugar candy, will become very relishable to the devotee by following these three steps of do's and don'ts and interpersonal dealing with devotees and by glorification of the Lord's name, form, pastimes and qualities and everything. So, Upadeshamrita is a perfect book which is prescribed for the sadhakas, how to develop taste for the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.